I think you begin teaching your kids about money when they're very young. And in our case, one of the things that we did was we took three jars. Do you remember the jars, girls? And one jar was giving, and one was saving, and one was spending. And so you take a certain amount of money that comes in, and we had a just a modest allowance thing, and so put a minimum of 10% into the saving, and it's a good way to teach math. I mean giving, and it's a good way to teach math too. And then the determine how much you want to put in saving, and this saving is not like an IRA for. I mean, it's like you might save it up for a bicycle or a toy or a, I don't know, whatever. And then the spending is you can feel the freedom to spend this. And so what we taught was you can always move, and Nancy still works with this system. And so she's got, no, I'm kidding. But where you can move money to the left, and so you can move money from spending to saving, and you can move money from spending to giving, and from saving to giving. But once it's in the giving, that's where you've said, this is going to the Lord. And so at church next week, put this in the offering, whatever. I think that was helpful, and if there's been any stewardship success in the life of my daughters, I'm sure it's all attributable to those three jars. And no, I don't want to overplay it, but I mean, there's things you can do like that. And in my book, Money, Possessions, and Eternity, I think we actually even got a picture of three jars, but we talk about that. And there's a couple of chapters on working with your kids. In fact, the last two chapters of the book, teaching your kids about money and handling money in a Christian family. And I do think it's very important. And I remember one of the things, and don't know whether the girls remember this or not, or if this is part of the therapy they're now getting from a counselor, but I remember taking them into Fred Meyer, and we'd sometimes they say, well, Dad, I remember one time saying, one of the girls was asking, could we buy this? And I said, well, we don't have enough money to buy this. And then one of them said, but Dad, the money machine is over there. Yeah. And that's hopefully something like that you're not saying to your husband, but that your kid is saying to you, it's like, because it's the money machine. So, and then we realize, we have to actually talk about the fact that there's limits to this. And there is a value, and I talk about this in Money, Possession, Eternity, about sitting down like with Monopoly money or something and taking this money that isn't real. I hope I didn't disillusion you, but that's not real money that you can actually spend. But you got the Monopoly money out there, and they say, okay, here's how much we pay for this, and this is how much this costs every month, this is how much this much costs, and this is how much we give. And you know what? If we pay this much money per month for the house, payment, it's this huge amount, and then we have this much for entertainment, and we have this, and then this is our giving money, and of course, you're doing it by equivalence over here, so it's relatively the stacks, are what they should be in proportion to each other, then you can even look at that and you can say, wow, that giving isn't very much. We maybe need to, increase that. But it teaches kids something tangible.